You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you all know, with the trial, or should I say, the absolute sham, aka railroading of Donald Trump, America has officially become a banana republic, and the use of kangaroo courts and sham trials has been now broadcast worldwide. Thank you, social media. Now, I want to use an article about DJ Academics as the basis for today's rant. This article was published on the 31st of May. DJ Academics sparks controversy by doubling down on Donald Trump support despite recent conviction. Ah, yes, DJ Academics. How dare you, as an American black man, not follow the program and the agenda that has been set forth by the left, by the liberals, by the Democrats? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to use your platform to continue to brainwash young black minds. Now, of course, we have all of our bought and paid for race hustlers that continue to talk to the older generation of black people, which we all know when it comes to the older generation, oh, they absolutely love Democrats, despite everything that the Democrats have put forward that have absolutely destroyed the American black community. But as long as they keep the women on their side, the men are going to follow. Why? Because through so much mental manipulation, you know, i.e. sayings like, your mother's black. Yeah, the American black community has a very, very sick mind. And guess what? They don't want to fix it. So you know what? In my humble opinion, the American black community has always gotten what it deserved, especially in the information age, the digital age. Every black person in America has a supercomputer in their hand called a smartphone, yet they refuse to break the programming. So therefore, once again, in my humble opinion, the American black community wants to remain at the bottom. Why? Because of victimhood Olympics. Sorry, but I had to get that off my chest. DJ Academics is someone who has always invited controversy his way. Overall, his entire platform was built on controversy. Is it really controversial to actually make a point and stand on that point in today's society? Yes. Why? Because the vast majority of people are nothing more than sheeple. From covering the music scene in Chicago to his current standing as a streamer with direct lines of communication with Drake, Academics knows how to get people riled up. How do you get the normies riled up? By standing on business. By not going along to get along. Academics, however, you cannot confuse him with a provocateur, which we all know there are plenty of Asian provocateurs called, especially in the American black community, race hustlers. They are the biggest provocateurs when it comes to the American black community. Your Joy Reid's, your Mark Lamont Hills, your Roland Martins. Yeah, all of those black people that have been bought and paid for by the system to continue to pump out their agendas of, oh my God, you are a victim. Therefore, you shouldn't have to take responsibility for any of your actions. Yeah, right. No. You may not agree with him, but there is no doubt that Academics stays firm in his beliefs, for better or for worse. Yeah, we need a hell of a lot more people who are willing to die on the hill that they present to the public. I find it very ironic. So many people want to talk about how quote unquote free America truly is. However, it is not. That's all an illusion. You're only as quote unquote free as you're willing to be controlled. Yeah, think about it. On Thursday, Academics found himself surrounded in controversy yet again. This time, it was because of his comments on Donald Trump's conviction. For those of you who may have missed it, the former president was convicted on 34 charges yesterday. This was all in connection with his Stormy Daniels hush money case in the state of New York. Now, I find it very, very, very interesting. When Donald Trump came out of that court, what did he say? He said Mother Teresa herself would not have gotten a fair trial. And that is true. They so rigged this damn trial, you cannot even say with a straight face Donald Trump had his day in court with a jury of his peers. He did not. Everybody was crooked, was corrupt. He knew this, but you know what? He still faced it standing up like a man. And believe you me, that is something that the American black community is definitely gonna ride with him for doing. Academics, although people laughed at Trump, Academics himself jumped on Twitter to defend him. Now, this, in my opinion, is one of the funniest yet truest takes on the entire trial. Quote unquote, Donald Trump getting found guilty on 34 felony counts for paying off his side hoe. Oh, how Stormy Daniels has absolutely destroyed the renegade reputation. Yeah, more and more men are going to be extremely cautious when it comes to, you know, pay for play. Yeah, in my humble opinion, yeah, no. See, I'm going to stay with the massage parlor. Why? Because at least I know they are going to keep things confidential. Now, the JUCO, hey, you guys know my humble opinion on that. It's cool, but you also got to understand these are still civilians. They're not true professionals. Yeah, they're not normies, but they're still civilians. So, like CGA says, you never know who you're going to be in 10 years. And last thing you want is a ghost from Pussy Past to come back and with a handout and say, you know what? You paid me. However, I'm revoking consent. Yeah, right? No. No, 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 no. Anyway, quote unquote, makes me want to go out and vote for that ninja even more. Not gonna lie, Ack wrote. Oh, that is the most hilarious yet true stance on the whole trial. Now, I'm going to give my opinion on the play that the left is going to use. Academic's tweet immediately went viral and has amassed 114,000 likes. After all, anything Trump-related is going to get engagement. Having said that, Ack also got an extra helping of hate. Quote unquote, this ninja's entire existence is clown shoes. One person wrote in the quote tweets, quote unquote, just for this comment, I hope the reference track for Tuscan Leather leaks out, said another. There were thousands of quote tweets, and they all had similar sentiments. Needless to say, Ack struck a chord with this tweet, although that was probably the goal. Now, I looked at some of those comments. Gentlemen, we have to understand something. There are probably a lot of those comments that were actually bots. Yeah, we all know that social media has no problems using bot accounts to sow division. Yeah. However, DJ Academics represents one of the most dangerous things in America. A free-thinking, heterosexual black man. Yep. Because we all know, as American black men, you're supposed to go along to get along no matter how ridiculous the agenda is. Because if you don't go along, you're going to make the American black woman mad. And unfortunately, far too many American black men, even in this day, they're self-reliant on, or should I say, their reliance on whether or not they can get women has always been one of our biggest downfalls as American black men. Yeah, ironic, isn't it? The first thing that an American black woman will call a black man is something that deals a negative blow to his manhood, i.e., you're gay. That's the first thing that they want to use. Ironic. However, let me give you my opinion on the new agenda that's going to be pushed. This was going to be specifically for the normies. Guilt. Shame. Yeah. You're not going to be the one to vote in a convicted felon, are you? Yeah, the normies are going to be bombarded because, as you all know, when it comes to the news, or should I say the lamestream media, of course, they're blasting this from the tops of the heavens. Trump was found guilty. Trump's a criminal. Blah, 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 blah. However, one thing I'm pretty sure that they did not count on was black men who've been a target of the system, who've been put through kangaroo courts, actually seeing themselves in Trump. Yeah. Trump has been made so much more relevant when it comes to especially black men. Yeah. Talk about being invited to the cookout. See, the race angle has now pretty much been tossed out. They want to use the criminal element for the normie. However, more and more black men have seen it. They've experienced it. They've experienced being put through the kangaroo courts. Yeah, that's something that they did not count on. Yeah, more and more black men are definitely going to be on Trump's side. Why? Like I said, the race angle, that's been completely stripped. The whole idea of quote unquote white privilege, that has been stripped also. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Personally, I think I will vote for Trump just to spite the Democrats out here in California. Man, I tell you, I can't stand liberals. I really can't. Boy, but that's another video for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, I just want to say, American women, by and large, ain't shit. Now, somebody would say, well, RPM, you're painting American women with a broad brush. Actually, no, I'm not. Why? Because American women have two systems that allow them to not be shit. One, the injustice system, and two, the court of public opinion. As long as American women have those two things to run behind, they will never be shit. Period. Point blank. And for you women out there who think you're going to go ahead and remove consent, i.e. you're going to renege on something that you actually signed, aka NDAs, Stormy Daniels did take that hush money. But guess what? She actually lost it by not shutting the fuck up. You need to understand something, ladies. The power you think this society grants you, it is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are not going to strike back, that's going out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, more and more men are simply voting with their feet and their wallet. And guess what? You're the ones who are going to suffer because more and more men have realized, yep, the system, the game, it's all rigged. So guess what? I'm going to remove myself from the equation. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.